Kyle Magda here with pass driver Nick Swigert. Nick, you had a really good heat race at Port Royal Saturday, and then you go on and you win the feature. Talk a little bit about the victory and getting that win.
So I started racing for John Williams a little bit towards the end of last season, and he's put together a really nice piece for me again this year. And we've decided we're going to try and run full-time this year for the PH Sprint Series and National Points. And, you know, he's teamed up with CNG Race Engines, which gives us a really good PL. And, yeah, the heat race, you know, once again, we got lucky and we kind of started, I think we started fifth in our heat. And we're able to get to the top and get to the lead pretty quick. My old crew chief, Jerry Knoll, was there this weekend helping us out, turning some wrenches, and some of the old guys from the old team were there as well helping, and he had the car dialed in to where I could be real comfortable behind the wheel again, and made quick work of the heat race, got out front, and just kind of set sail, just kind of paced ourselves, and won that one, and then had a half-decent pill draw for the feature again. I think we started sixth in that, and once again, just kind of made quick work of getting through traffic and getting out front to the clean air. Car felt really good again up top. And, you know, everything was just clicking really good. And then about halfway through, we started hitting loud traffic. And the first couple cars, I was able to get through pretty easy. And then I started getting into some faster cars, and they were in our lane that we wanted to be in. So I was just trying to bide my time there through them, and it all worked out in the end. I just wish I would have been able to get through more of the lap cars a little cleaner and, you know, not constantly feel like, you know, when am I going to get past, and am I doing an okay job? You know, all that stuff kind of weighs in your mind when you're out there, but, you know, we did a good job managing tires, and in the end, it all worked out.
My next question for you is, you were there a couple weeks ago at Port for the makeup feature from October. You know, talk a little bit about how that went, you know, and that did that extra track time help, especially when it came to the feature this past Saturday?
So, well, I mean, we definitely saw two different tracks. Last weekend was very dry, and then it took rubber very quick. And unfortunately, we didn't show up with new tires. We figured the track would have been heavy for our first week back. And so, you know, I had a good starting spot there as well. I started sixth in that feature. And I felt like I had probably had a car that could have won that night as well. Just we weren't on new tires, so I tried to stay out of the rubber for as long as I could to try and manage our tire wear, and ended up falling back pretty far. I think at one point we were back to 11th. And then with like seven laps to go, I started questioning whether or not I actually made the right move. But we got fortunate, and a lot of guys had tire issues, and we ended up coming back to rebound for a fourth place finish. But yeah, definitely two different tracks. But seat time is always vital in this sport. And, you know, it got us, you know, we were able to shake out the whole car, you know, figure out things that we want to change for this weekend. Different, we went back there with a little bit different setup than what we did the first week. And, yeah, you know, it's always good just to get out, shake the car down a little bit. You know, we were able to fine-tune our gearing for this week. So it definitely propels you to be better the next week when you have good notes to go off of. But, you know, we unloaded this weekend and car won't start. We went out for heat in the motor, and it won fire, and we ended up almost missing warm-ups, but it was just something as simple as John forgot to take the wash plugs out of the stacks. So it was a very simple fix, but it definitely keeps you on your toes, and, you know, our team, you know, adapted to that situation very well, and, you know, we didn't panic. We just kind of took our time, figured it out, and, you know, it was funny because when the car wasn't starting, John had started to kind of, you know, get a little worried, and I said, listen, these are usually the best nights. Any night I've ever had issues in hot laps or heat race or something, you know, maybe not heat race, but hot laps or warm-ups, you know, they always turned out to be all right. You know, they always turned out to be decent nights, and, you know, it held true again this past weekend.
Talk about racing in the PA Sprint Series. 40 plus cars have showed up at these last couple races that you've been at.
Yeah, I mean, racing is tough in general, and then, I mean, you throw in 40, 50 cars. I think at the blue collar we had high 50s, might have even been low 60s. It's definitely very tough. We're all very similar. I mean, you can only go so far with an engine. You got to run the same right rear tire. There's no cockpit adjustments. There's no bleeders on tires. I'm sure a lot of people are going to bash me because I went and ran a couple 410 races and then decided to come back and run 305s. But yeah, there's a totally different cost dynamic when you look at the 410s versus the 305s. And I was out of my league. It was a lot of fun. If I had been given more time, I feel I could have honed my racing career a little differently and maybe done better. But the 305s are definitely a comfortable spot for me. I'm comfortable in those cars. I'm comfortable with the speed. And, it still takes a lot to make it happen. I think it's a great stepping stone class as well, for drivers wanting to move out of the micro world and maybe looking someday go 410 or at full-size car racing in general. I think it's a great stepping stone class, and you get to learn the whole dynamic of the car without spending, $50 or plus thousands of dollars on a motor. So I think the 305s are right where they need to be. We all wish that there'd be more pay on the back end, but we have no control of that. So, other than that, I would say the 305 is definitely a tough class to be in and is a great class for anyone looking to learn or get their feet wet in full-size sprint car racing.
My last question for you is, you said you're running the full season. What are some of your favorite tracks, that are on the schedule?
I mean, I'm going to have to be biased here and say that Port Royal and Selinger Grove are my two favorite. And that's probably because I have a lot more races at those tracks. They're more of a comfort zone for me. But, we're looking forward to going to Bath. Bath has us there, I think, twice this year, and I've won there. At the end of the year, we're going to be back at Bridgeport. I've had some really good runs there, just not the best of luck. We're going to be a big diamond a weekend. I've never raced there, but I've gone there as a little kid to watch races. Hagerstown, I've never been there, but everyone says it's very similar to Port and Selinger Grove. You kind of add them together. I think we're going to have a couple races out at Bedford. I've never won there, but I've always done fairly well out there. I think the tracks that I'm not least looking forward to, but the tracks that are going to challenge me the most are going to be Williams Grove and Pass Valley. I have raced a season at Pass Valley, just never had a whole lot of success there. And Williams Grove is just, it's its own track. I mean, it's so unique and different, and it's so challenging, but definitely looking forward to hopefully having some good finishes there and getting some good notes. But those are going to be our two challenging tracks, I think.